from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
Ah, it is 5 O'Clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty. And the dill.
The big dill.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, who is trying to get in his bag tonight. You heard his bets. He's got the over on 5.5 strikeouts from Framber. He's got the over on the Astros. That's his lock. That's his T-Mill lock. Over 4.5. He's got total or 1.5 bases for Altuve and Yordan. So he's trying to get in that bread tonight. So hopefully he can remember 5 O'Clock Fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And before we get going, as we said, I still think we're at a place where we're also needing to keep people updated. Those of you who check in with us, keep you updated on what's going on with the outages. And Tyler has been doing pretty well. We started the show. We were at 1.3 million out of power, and others were, I think it dropped in the 4 o'clock hour to a little bit less than that. What is the latest as we sit here at 5 o'clock?
Guys, we got a pretty big milestone we just hit here. There are now over 1 million CenterPoint customers who have been restored their electricity officially.
So they've got to be nearing getting under 1 million.
Yeah, there's about 1,258,000 still without power in the greater Houston area.
There we go. I'm one of those.
Same.
Have you checked?
Yeah, all I got to do is check my kids, the cameras in their room.
Yeah.
And if everything comes back on, them cameras will be active.
I sure know Courtney would know. So, we're still out. Hopefully, it gets to us and others who are out as well. And those of you, if you just got power, hell, if you just got power, text it in. If you just got power, hey, man, we're celebrating you. Hopefully, you have a good night and get back to a sense of normalcy. So. That's great. Over 1 million now they have restored as they are trying to get to this thing. Clint, we have heard, till Friday it could be for many. We've heard till Sunday potentially is when power can get cut back on. Hopefully it doesn't take that long, but it looks like they're making some progress. So we just want to keep you updated.
Ron, I'm in zone 3. I woke up this morning. My wife had figured something out. She's big into following all these different, figuring all this stuff out. I'm in zone 3 to be restored. which I think that's at that point in time, it was the last zone that you could be in. I think it's going to be a minute for the old Sterners, you know what I mean?
Feel like I'm in it. Someone just texted in, Ron just got power 33 minutes ago.
Come on.
Let's effing go.
Come on, good have a party. You. Watch them Strohs, man. For, smile, yeah, life
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, yeah, check them out tonight. So come good on. For you. Good for you, congratulations here. Ocho, no power here. And I don't even see any trucks. They're coming to get you, big dog. Just go to Luby's, get you some...
Luby's?
That's where he goes. That's one of his spots. He likes to drop by
Luby's. They closed the Luby's in Baytown.
They closed one of here. I thought they had closed them all until I said that to Courtney once, and every time there's a Luby's open, she's...
One open and humble.
You see the old liver and onions, boy.
I like the fried fish.
Gizzards?
Ooh. I hadn't had Luby's for long.
Mac and cheese.
That little pie and cake rack at the end right before you go. Fried okra was really good.
The fried okra, yes. Black eyed peas with the fried okra. I used to mix it.
Black eyed peas, good call, man.
Sorry about that, yeah.
Chicken fried steak was a go-to there, too, by the way.
Absolutely. Shout out to Luby's. Good for you. All right, so that is the latest there. Over a million restored. Hopefully that continues throughout the night and day.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, before we get to tonight's game, some news and notes. Our Adam Spillane out there as the Astros look to win the series tonight over the Marlins. Ahead of the game, Joe Espada spoke to the media. A couple of things here, Clint and Tyler. Joe Espada said Jake Bloss, who made some rehab starts, Clint will start against the Miami Marlins tomorrow. So he will start tomorrow. He is back in the rotation. What do we see? 3 innings from Jake before he had that injury and he went down. It was pretty good. He started off letting the first two runners on against the Orioles, but calmed it down. So he pitched decent for that first one. But now hopefully we'll see a full start from him coming up tomorrow. But Jake will be on the mound, as they said, the rotation for the Rangers series. That's the last series before they go on the All-Star break. Is to be determined, TBD, I believe. Tyler wrote that in there.
Thank you.
And I'm surprised he did after you slandered him.
Well, this is how adults argue, right?
You're right. I would not have done.
You move on, right?
I'd admit
it. You clearly hold grudges.
Oh, I would have. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we can just agree to disagree.
I would have had 14 A's following that TB.
Is that my boy, Ron?
Really emphasize that. All right. Also, from Adam Spillane, according to the manager, Joe Espada, Justin Verlander played catch again today. He looked really good, Espada said. The arm was working well. There was more conviction behind his throw.
Yeah, just...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Playing catch. There was more conviction behind his throws. I'm reading this in real time.
It looked determined.
So very encouraging what I saw today out of JV. Still no timetable on when Verlander will be able to get back on the mound. And then he also spoke, Joe Espada, of Luis Garcia. He did not throw his scheduled bullpen today. Garcia feels fine, according to Espada, and it seems like the plan is to just have Garcia make his next rehab start without a bullpen if everything feels good tomorrow. So let's look at those two, Clint. As we know, Jake Bloss will get the start coming up, but Verlander had been playing catch every other day. Now it's 2 days in a row, and it just caught me off guard. More conviction behind playing catch instead of more conviction behind.
Like, I mean, the fact that we're sitting here reporting. I mean, he's answering serious questions about playing catch back to back days, and his action had conviction. I mean,
I'm trying to do the best I can.
But hey, it has to be a good thing, Clint, that they feel comfortable with him throwing back-to-back days.
Well, yeah, all joking aside, Verlander cleared it up a little bit with the thought that, hey, look, this has been something that's compounded over two starts. After I pitched, my shoulder would ultimately tighten up, shoulder, neck, back area would tighten up, trying to figure out what exactly is causing that. So they took some time away. I'm sure there was a bunch of therapy and there was a bunch of work done to figure out what was wrong with it, and now it's a matter of not only ramping him back up, but also, you know, amping up the intensity to see if the shoulder tightens up or back tightens up or neck tightens up again. So it's back-to-back days. They played a little catch, and he was very, very convicted today.
But threw it harder, I guess.
just looked like my preacher up there really playing catch, you know, just full of conviction.
I think I'm going to go outside and I'm going to play some conviction catch with Trey today.
No, don't keep him after too long, man. You can overheat. You know you can overheat in this weather now.
Oh, shut the hell up.
It's a fact. I will Google
Trey's a human being.
Google a map. You know, children can overheat in this weather.
I'm sending you messages. I'm telling you guys, hey, man, got to hit the gas station first, then I'll go in. Here goes Clint. Don't go too fast. Don't go too hard.
You said you were coming in hot. I said, don't come in too hot. You know, humans can overheat now in 92-degree weather.
I said, he is stuck, and I know he is. He is. It's just angering Tyler by each mention. I mean, Clint, he was in there. He was going to keep going with every one of them. Don't do too much.
Oh, it's
going
to be an ongoing thing. We'll make a benchmark out of this thing for too long.
All right, Luis Garcia. All right, I'm going to go out and trust that everything is good, that him skipping his bullpen session today is nothing, that they're just going to have him throw. That's what they said. I'll take them at their word on this one. So
it's a risky business right there.
Luis Garcia, just going to make his next rehab start. Scheduled to throw today, just going to make his next rehab.
Didn't he say, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he say yesterday that there was a scheduled bullpen, but the weather, because of the hurricane, it pushed Garcia's his bullpen back? And so I think
you're correct.
I would look at that and say that probably threw his timing off in terms of the next start, and so they don't want to throw a bullpen, and he's only got a day or two, whatever the rest was expected to be. Sounds because of the hurricane, it's not going to be that way anymore, so they're going to let him pitch. Keep your fingers crossed. Don't speak any evil into Garcia right now. We need that arm back in the rotation.
Yeah, I'm not. So hopefully he is good, and the next time he throws his rehab start, he throws with a ton of conviction. That's the hope.
5 o'clock fire.
Much more conviction is what he did. By the way, gentleman texted in that he got word from the wife and the five dogs. Power restored at 4:08. Divorce averted. So congratulations to him. Must have been getting close. They must have been getting at it here in the house. These
must have been rough, man.
She must have said. They must hit each other. If I got to look at that son of a gun one more time, we about to lose it. Someone text in, Tyler, they cannot wait for best of the week. This one should be.
Oh, it's going to be a banger.
Okay, hey, I won't even be mad at you. I'll give you five minutes. All right. You know, I like an under five. I'll give you five.
Span the parameters.
You got some action. All right. It is Framber Day out at Minute Maid today. He gets the start. Before we get there, the beneficiaries of last night's LGI Homes Share to Care 50-50 raffle, the American Red Cross and Houston Food Bank each received a check for $10,000 for the hurricanes and relief effort. So congratulations, or thankful for the Astros and the Share to Care and 50-50 raffle as they were able to help out American Red Cross and the Houston Food Bank. Again, as we mentioned earlier in the show and we talked about yesterday, you can get out there. That's right, Tyler. It's today and tomorrow. $5 tickets.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
As we talked about at the beginning of the segment, there has been improvement. Over a million have been restored, but there are still over a million who have not. And if you want to get out there and enjoy the ball game, $5. And if you want to take the fam out there, $5 a ticket. All right? So go out there and have a good time if you want to. Get out there and get in some air conditioning if you don't have any. I'm telling you.
Enjoy that AC before Clint puts you on that back porch.
Well, you and
don't be scared to sweat. Don't be scared to sweat now.
All I know is, you know, you and Megan could go out there for $10.
We could.
I know y'all can't leave them dogs.
No, sir. Can't do it. Not happening.
I hear you, man.
Hey, the way Framber sweats, though, they better have that AC turned up.
Better have it turned up. Shoot, the way that Blanco sweats less. That's a crank up job both times. Blanco and then Framber behind each other. That's a couple of sweaters right there.
They haven't even had to wet the mound yet.
No, they had. But just building up illegal substances when they go out there to pitch. But Framber gets the ball tonight. He has been really a, he's just when you think maybe, all right, maybe he's going to hit some consistency. He's been up and down. And it's these first innings. Like it was so interesting how that changed, how that game changed. I saw many Astros fans, many people that we know cover sports in this town. After that first inning, he gave up three. I know I saw Brandon Scott. Who, by the way, somebody check up on Brandon Scott. I saw Brandon Scott. He tweeted, "As much as I want to trust Framber Valdez, I just can't." After he gave up them three runs in that first inning. Yep. But then Clint settled down. He settled down and gave him a chance to win. And I believe he got to six innings and made it a quality start. So, Framber Valdez, man, this is one of those ones, Clint, where he has dominant stuff when he knows it and when he wants to. And this is a lineup and a team like Ronel Blanco did. That's a tough thing. When you see Blanco do what he did in the last start against this lineup, you know that Framber has more experience and actually better stuff. Yeah. And you should see him have a similar outcome. So that's the hope that you get good Framber.
Well, look, I mean, Framber, if he can just get right the ship here a bit, he may have just done us all a favor and made him a little bit cheaper. Keep around for longer.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see. Can you string together? Let's start at two. Two in a row. Two in a row and not just blow it in the first couple of innings. So hopefully for him, he is able to pull things together. The lineup today, Altuve leading off at second. Bregman, who is going to hopefully continue swinging a hot bat. Yordan Alvarez, who Tyler desperately needs to get over 1.5 bases. Diaz is in the cleanup spot. Pena, Singleton, consecutive start. Jake Myers in center tonight. Dubon, and then Joey Lupercito is in right field. So Dubon's in left field tonight. That's your outfield. Myers, Mauricio Dubon, and Joey Lowe in right field. So that is the lineup tonight. And this is a lineup, Clint, that should be able to get it done, to be able to score enough runs to go ahead and take care of the Marlins and guarantee themselves of winning the series.
Yeah, man. Look, there's very few ways that old Joe Espada can adjust this lineup in a way and to make me wonder, like scratch my head, like maybe put Gray Kessinger back in there or something. Like that is really, with the exception of Gray, I mean, the rotation in the outfield, the top of that lineup with Diaz and Pena being four and five, Dubon being in the lineup at this point in time, Lopefito being in the lineup considering his situation. I mean, this all just makes perfect sense for me.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and this, I'm not saying it's a hugely important, but Jake Bloss is pitching tomorrow. This is only going to be his second start of his career. Mm-hmm. He only got through three innings in his last start. He's coming off a little injury. You don't want to put yourself in jeopardy of losing the series to the Marlins. With Jake on the mound tomorrow, you got Framber on the mound today. So they need to go ahead and take care of business to guarantee themselves. They win the series, that's fine. They take two of three. Them losing the series, now that's problematic.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, and what should not be a surprise, just like as you said, Clint, when we heard the announcement of Lance McCullers, Kawhi Leonard is withdrawing from Team USA for the Paris Olympics and will be replaced by Derek White, who just got paid. This might be a hell of a year for Derek White. The Boston Celtics guard is a strong candidate to replace Kawhi Leonard, and he has been nursing that knee injury. He set out most of the playoffs, I think played one, maybe two games in the playoffs in that series against the Mavericks. He has been trying to rehab that knee and apparently just wasn't able to do it. And Kawhi Leonard, man, he has to go down as – now, I think he's still going to make the Hall of Fame because of his accomplishments in the years, multiple MVPs, multiple – when I say MVPs, finals MVPs, two championships. He was the best player on a championship team that beat the Warriors. But, damn, man, I mean, that guy – you can't trust him. I mean, he's not as bad as Lance because he may play some games,
Yeah.
But damn, man, he is just constantly getting hurt. It's almost just when is it going to happen with him? Just
His body's letting him down big time at this point in his career, right? I mean, it's tough to watch.
How do you think, if
you're a Kawhi Leonard fan, it's got to be tough to watch it end this way, huh?
How do you think Kawhi is?
I would say Kawhi Leonard is 30, 31.
Yeah, he's 33. But
Yeah, but I mean, we're two years into this, ain't we?
I'm just saying, but he's 33. I mean, he's probably had 5-6 seasons that just have ended because he's gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I do like it is they're doing a much better job of making it a team, like a well-rounded
the next best player,
because they've got some shooters out there, like Holiday's on the team, Drew Holiday. Like, he's not necessarily a guy you say, now that's one of the top 12, but he fits with his defense, and he'll do the dirty work. So I think Derek White will be a good add. I don't know how many players they couldn't add that would stop them from taking this thing. So we'll see. All right, coming up, the crown. There is a crown out there for C.J. Stroud, a crown out there, but maybe it's not the one you think it is. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I believe there is a crown that C.J. Stroud is chasing. And potentially chasing this year. And a lot of it will be just, you know, how people view him, how his season ends up being, what he accomplishes in this season. Now, I'm going to say this right now. Now, some of you may take this however you want to take it. I'm just being straight up and honest about it. I don't think there is a chance. There is not one scenario, in my opinion, that you can create in which C.J. Stroud can pass Patrick Mahomes in terms of being viewed as the top quarterback in the game. I don't think there is anything this year C.J. Stroud can do just because of everything that Mahomes has accomplished, right? I mean, I would say what quarterback-wise, the closest person to him, you know, active with Aaron, who has the MVPs and the Super Bowls, but we understand Aaron is, you know, 40 years old, coming off an Achilles. He is, like, kind of clearly not in his prime. Lamar probably next with the two MVPs. Joe has a Super Bowl appearance. So that's probably of guys that you would say are in the conversation. Maybe Matthew Stafford. I don't know. I don't know if many people view Matthew Stafford as potentially the second best quarterback in the league. I don't know.
Yeah, girl.
C.J. Stroud might. But and his wife. But I'm not. I'm not certain he does have a championship. He didn't even win Super Bowl MVP. Cooper Kupp did. So he does have a championship to him. But I don't think there's any way C.J. can get to Patrick Mahomes. Right. I just think he's accomplished three Super Bowls, three Super Bowl MVPs, two regular season MVPs, and has done it year in and year out. So I don't think that's possible. I do think, Clint, that there is a scenario in which he could be viewed the number two quarterback in football after this season. I do believe that is possible. Just like it became reality when Joe Burrow beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs in overtime, went to the Super Bowl, almost won against the Rams. I think age, prime, everything, he became, I think, as him and Josh Allen, but I think he took over because he just was able to do something Josh wasn't able to do. He took over as the number two quarterback in football and then backed it up the next year by getting to the AFC Championship game and losing on the last play to Mahomes again. He's 3-1 against Mahomes. Went on the road to beat Josh Allen. I think that occurred. I think you could see C.J. get there. My wonder from you guys is, who is he chasing? Who holds that? Who holds the number two spot right now? Who is it that C.J. Stroud would have to take it from?
Man, that's interesting the way you frame it, because it's, for me, I would probably go Josh Allen. because you're just talking about a freakish set of skill.
Josh Allen, who finished fifth in the MVP last year, went on a roll at the end of the season. Well, his team went second seed in the.
Yeah, and we're just talking about a guy that carries his team year in, year out. Whether at the change of last year, where they go from throwing the football down the field or they go to using his legs more, I would probably say Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. One of those two for me, because you talk about guys that carry their team the way that C.J. Stroud would carry his team. You're talking about guys that have had whether it's MVP success or you know, in Josh, I've said it before, I think more highly of Josh than most. If it weren't for Pat Mahomes, he'd have a Super Bowl. He'd have damn sure played in multiple, probably. So I would go with one of them two, either Josh or Lamar.
So I would pose this question to you and the people. And Tyler, you can jump in. Tyler, if we did this the start of last season, I said, who's the second best quarterback? It's Mahomes. Who is behind Mahomes? The start of last season, before Lamar won the MVP.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Who do you think would have been that guy?
Lamar.
You would have said Lamar. See, yes. I would have said Burrow. I would think before Lamar won that MVP, Burrow coming off back-to-back AFC championship games, Super Bowl, then they lost that one-on-one game where I would have thought Burrow would have been most people's number two.
Does Aaron Rodgers enter the discussion?
No, sure he can.
Because this is before the Achilles?
Yeah, this is before the Achilles, but that was a team that they won like nine games and didn't make the playoffs. Sure.
Burrow's got to be in the conversation.
Yeah, I would have thought before last year would have been Burrow, and to me the reason that has changed is because he's got injured.
Yeah.
Like he got injured, he had the arm thing, or the wrist thing. I remember we saw it where you said, yeah, he's done. But he had the wrist thing, he came in with the... Like, we watched him play the Texans. Going into that game, he was starting to turn it on going into that season. So, for me, it's Joe. Joe, to me, the reason why his name is forgotten is because he's gotten injured. It's not like he didn't pull it. Like, someone texted in Jalen Hurts. I can't get with that. Like, Jalen Hurts is not in this conversation because Jalen Hurts' performance took a step back. Joe's not in this conversation because his performance didn't take a step back. He got hurt. And I can hear people say, well, this is the second time he's gotten hurt. 2 years he's gotten hurt. It, you know, they've missed the playoffs. 2 years he's played, he's been in the Super Bowl and AFC championship game. So for me, still right now, and I understand what Josh is, and I think Josh, a top 3 to 4 quarterback, Lamar, amazing. But Joe, to me, and I'll say this, I know as somebody who roots for the Chiefs, Joe scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he scares. I'll tell you, Josh and Lamar do. But Joe scares the hell out of me. So I think that's who CJ would have to take.
For the sake of the conversation, Ron, as it pertains to CJ, he's got to take over all those guys. They're all ahead of him right now.
Yeah.
He's got to take over all of those guys. And so, you know, however you look at it, CJ Stroud, in order to take over those guys, in order to even be in a conversation about the number two quarterback in the league behind Pat Mahomes, he's got to make a run at least to the AFC Championship. Because you make a run to the AFC Championship and potentially a Super Bowl in year two after leading the league in touchdowns.
Well, I think he would take over.
I mean, leading the league in yards per game and fewest interceptions and clearly carrying. You've got 2 years of a sample size that there has been no backslide whatsoever.
And the only person that would be ahead of him would be Mahomes.
Agreed.
If that scenario happened.
Agreed. That's how he's got to overcome those guys, right? When you look at Lamar, he's got to do more in 2 years than what Lamar's ultimately done in his career in the playoffs, right? So you look at Josh again, same thing with Lamar. Like you got to go knock off Pat. Josh ain't ever been able to do it, right? You've got to go make a run at a Super Bowl. Josh hasn't done that. Joe Burrow, again, you know, you've got to equal what he's done, which you can't this year in terms of AFC Championship and a Super Bowl back-to-back, but you can damn sure build a case in 2 years that will stack right up next to his two-year case. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it all starts with him. First of all, he's got to jump 3 or 4 guys, and he would have to have a monster season this year to do that.
Yeah. Someone text in, Jalen Hurts has to be included. Burrow and Rodgers are injury prone. Listen, I would have been right there with you. His 1 year, his run, that Super Bowl was, he played his ass off in that Super Bowl outside of that fumble for a touchdown. He was great with his legs and his arm, but that's the one season we've seen from Jalen, and I don't know what the hell happened last year. But him and that team, it became really, really bad. And they revert, he at times reverted back to old things, and it just became really, really bad. So I can't get Jalen into the Burrow, Allen, Lamar conversation.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jay's.
But that 1 year was, he was there.
It was a hell of a team. It was a hell of a year. But I mean, to me, when we start talking about this conversation, it's hard for me to put Jay in that scenario. We're talking about guys that make plays with their legs inside and outside of the structure of the play. We're talking about guys that with their arm are some of the most talented guys we've ever seen throw the football. You know, we're talking about guys that'll carry a team with their arm from the pocket. It's just I can't put Jay in that category. Now, I think what Jay does is you start talking about the intangibles of playing the position. He's special, but I can't put him in the same conversation with these cats.
Yeah, I would if he put together another year like he had the Super Bowl year, then I think that's something we could talk about, but. Well, you can't throw him in there after last year to me. All right, coming up, can we dream a little bit? Can we dream a little bit with Lance McCullers? Let's discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler, it is 5:40. You have a very important assignment, Tyler.
Ready for my assignment, sir.
I need you very quickly to find out if Kawhi Leonard is married.
This video, bro.
I need you to find out, please, if Kawhi Leonard is married. And if by chance she is, just to, you know, give him the full benefit of the doubt, if you can find her occupation, that would be great too. If her occupation is dancer, okay.
So far, all I know is he has no wife, but he has a very long-term girlfriend. Yes.
Even worse.
Kashiel Shipley.
Oh, got a name. Boy, there's a video. I just retweeted it. I'm probably a part of it. But as we announced in the in 5 o'clock fire, he's with the knee injury, decided to drop out of the Olympics. He is not going to be a part of the Olympic team. As they have been practicing and playing in Vegas, he went ahead and had him a time and said, to hell with this thing. I'm not going to play. I'm going to continue my rehab. But before I leave, I'm going to the strip. And I mean, some young lady is making that thing clap. I mean, really making it clap. And he is. And, of course, staying on brand. Do you make a commercial out of it? He is staying with his New Balance. Has his New Balance hoodie on as she is making it clap, and he is letting it rain over the top of her.
Woo.
Very stoic, I would say. Very on brand of Kawhi Leonard. Very stoic.
He did tell us he was a really fun guy.
Like, wow. Yes, why not? Have a good time.
It's been quite a while for me, boys, but is it normal for the lights to be that bright in a shake?
Lights to be that bright and the sitting arrangement. It looks like they're at like a big table. They're like they're almost at a booth or
something. There's one, two, three, four girls sitting with him, or at least, I mean, they're waiting in line. I mean, he's...
They're waiting in line. It's
after he tosses, after he tosses some cash, I think he gets a little handsy with that left hand right there.
That left hand. Well, he's
and it's
great.
Coming from behind the DJ booth because hell, half the screen is the DJ's laptop.
He's a great defender. Said have been a great defender. Well, I hope.
Could you imagine? I mean, I bet his hand.
Hopefully,
on
the
that,
significant other.
His hand there. On that cheek.
It covers up. I mean, he's the claw.
Yeah, so that was my point.
Hey.
Wow.
Man,
you have some explaining to do when you get to the crib, bud.
And by the way, also, they'd have to have a hell of a deal to get me to go ahead and give my life to New Balance as a basketball shoe. As a brand and basketball shoe, they'd have to do a whole lot for me to give my life to New Balance.
They probably did a whole lot.
I was gonna say, now I'm not saying that I wouldn't take it. I got as Ted DiBiase would say, I got a price. But I mean, that's got to be a hell of a price to get me, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, to get to New Balance. And he is rocking that hoodie, so. Oh, hey, have you a time on the way out? You ain't lying.
Is Jaylen Brown
I don't think he is.
And they went Derek White over Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I probably would have gone Derek White. I don't know, maybe he had. I would assume that he is in some way said he can't, if he's not on it. I don't think he is. Because Jaylen Brown, he would make it.
You would think he would definitely be the first replacement for the claw.
Yeah, he was the NBA Finals MVP and Eastern Conference Finals MVP. So, who knows? Shout out to him, man. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Sights and Sounds from Big 12 Media Days. I think we'll be talking about that tomorrow a little bit. Little Deion. Deion spoke at Big 12 Media Days. That'll be fun. He talked about the quarterback position, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. But Texans All Access coming up behind us, and no Area 45. Sean Bajani, who has been doing mornings for Pendergast in the mornings, and Patrick Creighton, who fought through it like hell on Monday, who did 8 hours of radio. No Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton and Santiago tonight. But Texans All Access right behind us. All right, let's dream a little bit, because I believe the three of us wouldn't dare bet any amount of money on Lance McCullers returning and playing and throwing for the Houston Astros this season.
Right.
I wouldn't put anything down on that.
Nothing.
And I know Tyler, who likes to take chances, he ain't even taking that chance on Lance.
Hell no.
But speaking of Bajani and Creighton, Patrick Creighton tweeted out after the setback, after they said they were going to shut him down, saying this could put his return in September. And I find it interesting. Okay, all right, let's dream. Let's have the most perfect scenario occur that Lance is able to come back in September. Do we know what the best role is for Lance on this team?
In September?
Yeah, for Lance McCullers, what is the best role for this team? Right now, I mean, we know Blanco, he's not pushing him out of the rotation. Verlander, when he gets back, if he does, he's not pushing him out. He's not pushing Framber out. He's not pushing Hunter Brown out the way he's pitched. Maybe Spencer Arrighetti, but I would imagine, Clint, the way that Dana Brown has talked, they would probably do something to bring another starter in that you would think it'd be hard for Lance to push out. I mean, the back of the bullpen, we know what they have there and what they want to use with Presley and Abreu and Hader. Well, I mean, what is the role for Lance?
Well, look, I mean, I'm shooting in the dark here, but at the end of the day, Spencer Arrighetti is not a guy that I would if Dana Brown and company said, okay, we want Lance to come back in a starter role, and he somehow gets himself prepared before this season is said and done with, to position himself to be physically able, then I don't think Spencer Arrighetti has done enough to be irreplaceable by somebody like Lance McCullers. Yeah. If the starting role is in his future, I've been of the thought that I thought Lance McCullers would play better out of the pen. Anyway, so I would say with the Astros, with their rotation set up, assuming Verlander's healthy and they keep this thing rocking and rolling, I would think a long relief role out of the pen would be ideal for a guy that's coming off a long-term injury, long-term rehab with the stuff that Lance McCullers have. I think that's the only way, to be honest with you, that he finds his way back into anything this year.
Yeah, I just can't see him as – one, I can't see him as a starter because, like – whatever happens, if Lance, best case scenario September, like Creighton said, I think they will have five established guys.
Well, I mean, really, but Ron, you don't even need five. You don't. I mean, if you have four,
yeah.
If you have four, like, what would be the point of
running him into one of those five spots
in late September, early October? Like, what would be the point of taking the risk of derailing anything that you got going for a especially guy that you have no idea what he's got in the tank.
Especially with your top four. Like Verlander, right. Yeah. He's not doing anything.
Right.
Framber, he's not doing anything with. Ronel, he's not doing anything with.
Hunter Brown.
And Hunter Brown, he's not doing anything with. So it would have to be that role that Christian Javier played in 2021, 2020, that role that Tyler's favorite, Jake Odorizzi, played. In 2021,
Garcia played that role.
Garcia is gonna beat him back.
Yeah.
So you know who knows you know what he will be. Right there, somebody said they need to prep Lance for batting practice. Tyler, are you texting in? I'm serious, man. That sounds like a Tyler Milner text, man. That feels like a Tyler Milner text.
No.
Luxury Lance, best role for this team is to be gone. Bury him in the H because he's dead to me. Soft AF. Damn, man. That's what I hate it. I hate like that, man.
Hey, man.
The narrative's gonna turn comes to
with
that,
it.
Man.
It comes with it.
Because I just don't think he's soft. Ocho, when Lance pitches, he gives me ulcers.
When he pitches good, he don't.
Anyone checked on Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he does have that ulcer.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell brought up Mike? He got an ulcer, didn't he?
It's hard to see what Lance is talking about. The other part is, because I think this, and this is another thing that I think kind of knocks the role of Lance out. When Dana Brown's talking about they are going to be looking for starting pitching, he did an interview with the Astros flagship talking about they're going to be in the business around the deadline of getting starting pitching. And this has become a more difficult process to me for Dana Brown, Clint, because they've got to kind of try to figure out what kind of starting pitching they need. Like, what is the best level of starting pitching they need? Last year, Clint, it became very clear they need to go get an ace. Framber was up and down. Christian Javier had taken a swoon for most of the second half of the season. Lance was then not coming back. You know, Hunter was young. They needed to get an ace, and they went and got Verlander back. This year, you felt like, all right, you got Verlander. You got Ronel Blanco is pitching like an ace. You got Framber, who's up and down, but still, when you overall look at his numbers, they're still pretty good. You got Hunter Brown, who went through a seven-game stretch or whatever where he was unbelievable, and he is the reigning pitcher of the month in the American League. What kind of starting pitching should they be looking for? They need an ace at front of the rotation, an innings eater, Urquidy type. What kind of starting pitching are they going to be looking for?
I don't see how like an innings eater or anything below like a top three. Like if you're going to make a move for a guy that you believe more in than let's say Ronel Blanco or Hunter Brown, and you're going to move prospects and value of some degree, you're going to move that value and bring in a guy. To me, the innings eater, like I would just roll the dice that Jake Bloss can ultimately get you to Luis Garcia with a healthy Justin Verlander. All of a sudden, you've got plenty of innings eaters. You're good at the top. You got plenty of innings eaters. Now you can't afford any more injuries, but you're in a good spot. I would just assume roll the dice with what you have in terms of let's say 4, 5, 6, 7 hole starters in a rotation. I would rather just roll the dice with what you have. So to me, if they're gonna move a prospect and make a trade, it's got to be somebody that you just they're gonna be nails in the top three of this rotation.
On paper, right? On paper, if I had to say, all right, man, we're going to a series. You got Justin Verlander starting game one. You got Framber, Hunter Brown starting game two. You got Blanco starting game three, who has been your best pitcher all year. Like those four guys are your four starters. It sounds really good on paper. But boy, do you know that those guys are one all going to be there? Like, and it's not just a deal of anybody can get hurt. These are guys like right now. Verlander is currently on the IL for the second time this year, right? And it's one. Are they going to be there? And then what are guys like Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown going to look like when they cross certain innings? Are they going to still be the effective pitchers that they are right now? So I think I'm with you. I think they should be. They should be in a position, Clint, where they're going after like the best that they can get. To me, it's not just let's go pick up a JP France like. Let's go pick up as you said, Luis Garcia type to just get us through and then we'll roll with it.
Well, I mean, I just when you start talking about those guys, like to me, I trust Spencer Arrighetti to be an innings eater. Jake Bloss, don't really know what you have, but he can get you through a couple. I mean, you got Luis Garcia coming back. I would rather roll the dice with that, Ron. If you're going to make a move for a guy that's going to impact this thing in a big way.
Yeah.
Make a move for a guy that you know 100% is going to help you in the playoffs. Like, I hear these conversations about, boy, we just need an arm. Well, I mean, you've got one coming back in the next few days. You got one in Luis Garcia coming back late
now,
July.
You climbed a two back. Yeah, I think maybe you got to be thinking in a different spot. Clint, great job as usual. Tyler, great job as usual. Hopefully, we come back tomorrow. At least one of us have power. That would be great. All right. And honestly, I hope it's you, Tyler. You're the one sleeping with 82-degree weather and your dogs. At least you have a place that has a generator to stay in. And I'm in a better spot than Tyler right now. So hopefully – oh, no, but I take that back because you went and got a generator in never mind, so I hope it's me. All right. That's awful. All right, Texans All Access coming up behind us. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Sir, you're nuts, sir. If a tropical storm that turned into a Cat 1 right before it hit shore is you're going to lose power in this area for 7 nights, Yeah, that's a little bit.
I knew you were going old voice. I knew you were because he said 40 years.
I've been 40 years. You're stupid.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I got, as Ted DiBiase would say, I got a price. But I mean, that's got to be a hell of a price to get me, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, to get to New Balance. And he is rocking that hoodie. So, oh, hey, have you a time on the way out? You ain't lying.
Is Jaylen Brown on the?
I don't think he is.
And they went Derek White over Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I probably would have gone Derek White. I don't know. Maybe he had. I would assume that he is in some way said he can't if he's not on it. I don't think he is. Because Jaylen Brown, he would make it.
Think he would definitely be the first replacement for the Claw.
Yeah, he was the NBA Finals MVP and Eastern Conference Finals MVP. So, who knows? Shout out to him, man. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, sights and sounds from Big 12 Media Days. I think we'll be talking about that tomorrow a little bit. Little Deion. Deion spoke at Big 12 Media Days. That'll be fun. He talked about the quarterback position, so we'll have a lot of fun with that. But Texans All Access coming up behind us, and no Area 45. Sean Bajani, who has been doing mornings for Pendergast in the mornings, and Patrick Creighton, who fought through it like hell on Monday, who did 8 hours of radio. No Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton and Santiago tonight. But Texans All Access right behind us. All right, let's dream a little bit, because I believe the three of us wouldn't dare bet any amount of money on Lance McCullers returning and playing and throwing for the Houston Astros this season.
Right,
I wouldn't put anything down on that.
Nothing.
And I know Tyler, who likes to take chances, he ain't even taking that chance on Lance.
Hell no.
But speaking of Bajani and Creighton, Patrick Creighton tweeted out after the setback, after they said they were going to shut him down, saying this could put his return in September. And I find it interesting. Okay, all right, let's dream. Let's have the most perfect scenario occur that Lance is able to come back in September. Do we know what the best role is for Lance on this team?
In September?
Yeah, for Lance McCullers, what is the best role for this team right now? I mean, we know Blanco, he's not pushing him out the rotation. Verlander, when he gets back, if he does, he's not pushing him out. He's not pushing Framber out. He's not pushing Hunter Brown out the way he's pitched. Maybe Spencer Arrigetti, but I would imagine, Clint, the way that Dana Brown has talked, they would they would probably do something to bring another starter in that you would think it'd be hard for Lance to push out. I mean, the back of the bullpen, we know what they have there and what they want to use with Presley and Abreu and Hader. Well, I mean, what is the role for Lance?
Well, look, I mean, I'm shooting in the dark here, but at the end of the day, Spencer Arrighetti is not a guy that I would if Dana Brown and company said, okay, we want Lance to come back in a starter role, and he somehow gets himself prepared before this season is said and done with, to position himself to be physically able, then I don't think Spencer Arrighetti has done enough to be irreplaceable by somebody like Lance McCullers. Yeah. If the starting role is in his future, I've been of the thought that I thought Lance McCullers would play better out of the pen. Anyway, so I would say with the Astros, with their rotation set up, assuming Verlander's healthy and they keep this thing rocking and rolling, I would think a long relief role out of the pen would be ideal for a guy that's coming off a long-term injury, long-term rehab with the stuff that Lance McCullers have. I think that's the only way, to be honest with you, that he finds his way back into anything this year.
Yeah, I just can't see him as I can't see him as a starter because, like, whatever happens, if Lance, best case scenario, September, like Creighton said, I think they will have five established guys.
Well, I mean, really, but Ron, you don't even need five. You don't. I mean, if you have
talking
four,
about the playoffs, yeah.
If you have four, like, what would be the point of
running him into one of those five spots
in late September, early October? Like, what would be the point of taking the risk of derailing anything that you got going for a guy that you have no idea what he's got in the tank?
Especially with your top four, like Verlander, right, yeah. He's not doing anything.
Right,
Framber, he's not doing anything with Ronel. He's not doing anything with
Hunter Brown,
and Hunter Brown, he's not doing anything with. So it would have to be that role that Christian Javier played in 2021, 2020, that role that Tyler's favorite, Jake Odorizzi, played in 2021.
Garcia played that role,
Garcia,
right?
Garcia is gonna beat him back.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows, you know, what he will be. Right there, somebody said they need to prep Lance for batting practice. Tyler, are you texting in? I'm serious, man. That sounds like a Tyler Milner text, man. That feels like a Tyler Milner text.
No.
Luxury Lance, best role for this team is to be gone. Bury him in the H because he's dead to me. Soft AF. Damn, man. That's what I hate it. I hate like that, man.
Hey, man.
The narrative's gonna turn
comes
to
with
that,
it.
Man.
It comes with it.
Because I just don't think he's soft. Ocho, when Lance pitches, he gives me ulcers.
When he pitches good, he don't.
Anyone checked on Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he does have that ulcer.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell brought up Mike? He got no ulcer, didn't he?
It's hard to see what Lance is talking about. The other part is, because I think this is another thing that I think kind of knocks the role of Lance out. When Dana Brown's talking about they are going to be looking for starting pitching, he did an interview with the Astros flagship talking about they're going to be in the business around the deadline of getting starting pitching. And this has become a more difficult process to me for Dana Brown, Clint, because they've got to kind of try to figure out what kind of starting pitching they need. Like, what is the best level of starting pitching they need? Last year, Clint, it became very clear they need to go get an ace. Framber was up and down. Christian Javier had taken a swoon for most of the second half of the season. Lance was then not coming back. You know, Hunter was young. They needed to get an ace, and they went and got Verlander back. This year, you felt like, all right, you got Verlander. You got Ronel Blanco is pitching like an ace. You got Framber, who's up and down, but still, when you overall look at his numbers, they're still pretty good. You got Hunter Brown, who went through a 7-game stretch or whatever, where he was unbelievable, and he is the reigning pitcher of the month in the American League. What kind of starting pitching should they be looking for? They need an ace at front of the rotation, an innings eater, a Urquidy type. What kind of starting pitching are they going to be looking for?
That's I don't. I don't see how, like, an innings eater or anything below, like, a top three. Like, if you're going to make a move for a guy that you believe more in than, let's say, Ronel Blanco or Hunter Brown, and you're going to move prospects and value of some to some degree of some sort, you're going to move that value and bring in a guy. Like, to me, the innings eater, like, I would just roll the dice that Jake Bloss can ultimately get you to Luis Garcia with a healthy Justin Verlander. All of a sudden, you've got plenty of innings eaters. You're good at the top. You got plenty of innings eaters. Now, you can't afford any more injuries, but you're in a good spot. I would just assume roll the dice with what you have in terms of let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7 hole starters in a rotation. I would rather just roll the dice with what you have. So to me, if they're gonna move a prospect and make a trade, it's got to be somebody that they're gonna be nails in the top three of this rotation.
Yeah, on paper, right? On paper, if I had to say, all right, man, we're going to a series. You got Justin Verlander starting game one. You got Framber, Hunter Brown starting game two. You got Blanco starting game three, who has been your best pitcher all year. Like, those four guys are your four starters. It sounds really good on paper, but boy, do you know that those guys are, one, all going to be there? Like, and it's not just a deal of anybody can get hurt. These are guys, like, right now, Verlander is currently on the IL for the second time this year, right? And it's, one, are they going to be there? And then what are guys like Ronel Blanco, Hunter Brown going to look like when they cross certain innings? Are they going to still be the effective pitchers that they are right now? So I think I'm with you. I think they should be in a position, Clint, where they're going after, like, the best that they can get. To me, it's not just let's go pick up a J.P. France, like. Let's go pick up, as you said, Luis Garcia type to just get us through and then we'll roll with it.
Well, I mean, I just, when you start talking about those guys, like, to me, I trust Spencer Arrighetti to be an innings eater. Jake Bloss, don't really know what you have, but he can get you through a couple. I mean, you got Luis Garcia coming back. I would rather roll the dice with that, Ron. If you're going to make a move for a guy that's going to impact this thing in a big way.
Yeah.
Make a move for a guy that you know 100% is going to help you in the playoffs. Like, I hear these conversations about, boy, we just need an arm. Well, I mean, you've got one coming back in the next few days. You got one in Luis Garcia coming back late
now,
July.
You climbed a two back. Yeah, I think maybe you got to be thinking in a different spot. Clint, great job as usual. Tyler, great job as usual. Hopefully, we come back tomorrow. At least one of us have power. That would be great. Oh. All right. And honestly, I hope it's you, Tyler. You're the one sleeping with 82-degree weather and your dogs. At least you have a place that has a generator to stay in. And I'm in a better spot than Tyler right now. So hopefully – oh, no, but I take that back because you went and got a generator in never mind, so I hope it's me. All right. That's awful. All right, Texans All Access coming up behind us. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Sir, you're nuts, sir. if a tropical storm that turned into a Cat 1 right before it hit shore is you're going to lose power in this area for 7 nights. Yeah, that's a little bit.
I knew you were going old voice. I knew you were because he said 40 years.
I've been 40 years. You're stupid.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.